Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Alive message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, I'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best and the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your questions or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the blessed word of God today. We thank you for the power and presence of your spirit. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. So, dear Lord, we ask today, Lord God, that you would watch over and keep us and bless us with understanding as we go into the word of God today. So, Father, we just praise you and glorify you. We magnify you, dear Lord, because, you know, Lord, you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord God, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you. In Jesus' almighty name, we pray. And, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Today we are on part three, Renouncing Mormonism, the Fruits of the Spirit. And for those of you that are first-time listeners, I want to encourage you, Blog Talk Radio does record our past broadcasts, so go back and listen to part one and two, that you may be caught up to speed. And we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. And we're talking about this in Renouncing Mormonism, because in Mormonism they teach that the fruits of the Spirit, number one, will make you God-like. Now, once again, when you're talking about Mormons and Mormon teaching, you got to understand when they talk about what they mean by God-like, because in the Mormons teaching, they believe that anyone that becomes a Mormon can become a God, okay? Amen. They believe that anyone that comes to the Mormon church has the potential or the chance to become a God, okay? And this is another reason why they believe, quote, in a council of gods. Instead of one true living God, they believe in a council of gods. And they also believe that the fruits of the Spirit that's mentioned in Galatians 5 is the emotions that the Holy Ghost speaks to his, quote, people. But the fruits of the Spirit is what shows the nature or character of God. It shows what God is, okay? Hallelujah. Because we notice in the Bible, it said the fruits of the Spirit. It didn't say the fruits of the soul. It didn't say the fruits of the body. It said the fruits of the Spirit. And man is made spirit, soul, and body. And we made in the image of Christ. Okay? So it said the fruits of the Spirit. It didn't say the fruits of the soul. And it did not say the fruits of the body. Okay? Now, having said that, what we was, if I'm not mistaken, what we was last looking at, and I want to, and you guys can turn to the Bible in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16 through 19. But I want to read a couple of verses, one from the Record of Nephi. This is going to be 3 Nephi chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. And it actually goes along with the Matthew chapter 7, verse 16 through 19. And this is what we was last talking about. As we talk about concerning the fruits, and what the Lord was letting us know is that what you are, you know, that's what kind of fruit you're going to bear. If you are a good tree, you're going to bear good fruit. If you are a bad tree, you're going to bear bad fruit. This is why he said a good tree cannot bear corrupt fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. You can't, who you really are. God said the truth is going to come out. The fruit, who you really are, the fruit is going to come forth from you. Okay? The fruit is going to come forth from you. Just like as I gave you guys an example before, back here a few years ago, the church community was kind of divided concerning Kanye West. Some were saying he was saved. Some were saying he wasn't saved. You know, when he first get on there, got on TV, say, I'm saved and all that, you know, stuff like that. And one of the things, you know, I come across to come to understand is that the Word of God said, and you should know them by their fruits. And we know that it takes time for fruit to grow on the tree. So in other words, sit back and watch and look for what kind of fruit comes from you. Amen. And so the Lord says, whatever tree you are, that's what kind of fruit you're going to bear. The true nature that you operate in is going to come forth. The true character that you operate in is going to come forth. If you are a good tree, amen, then good fruit is going to come from the fruits of the Spirit, which reflects the nature and character of God and show what God is. So when those true fruits come from you, if you are a good tree, you'll be showing who God is. Okay? No, it's not saying that you ain't God. Okay? It'll be showing who God is. You will be reflecting the nature and character of your Father. But however, if you are a corrupt tree, then the fruit that's going to come from you is going to be an evil nature, an evil character. And basically, that's going to be the character, really, that comes from Satan. Okay? Hallelujah. Jesus said, when he came over here to this continent after his resurrection, and he comes and he teaches the multitude. And in 3 Nephi chapter 14, verse 16 through 19, he said, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Do you see that? Now, understand this. First of all, what I'm reading, many of you will say, hey, I didn't hear that from somewhere. Yeah. This is Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 and verse 19. Brother Nate, what you told us to turn to, oh, and you said the regular Nephi, that's plagiarism. No, no. Jesus came over here and spoke these same words to the Nephites, to the people over here. This is the thing that bothers me a lot about God's people. And it comes that they got to get a revelation of it and receive. Some of God's people believe or think Jesus only communicated with people over there in Jerusalem. They you know, the Jewish believers, like Jesus could not go anywhere else and communicate with no one else. You understand this? And when you tell some of them this, that, hey, Jesus came over here to this continent after his resurrection, some Christians look all blurry-eyed and in like you talking something mystical or cast with a friendly ghost type stuff because, you know, they think, okay, this is the only place that Jesus dealt with people over here is over here by Jerusalem and all that. But that's not true. That's not true, people. He dealt with others, and he dealt with the Nephites. And what I read to you, yes, it's the same as you see in the Bible. It's not plagiarism. It's just that Jesus said those exact same words to the people who came over here. Now, let me ask you a question. Do Jesus have memory problems? And the answer is no. So how is it that he can tell me one thing and you think that he can't tell somebody else the exact same thing he told me? Why is that? Why is that? Hallelujah. See, this is where we mess up at. We want to limit Jesus and put him in a little old box and say, okay, Jesus only functioned by the way I think. Okay? Not so. Not so. He functions by the way he wants to do. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, I want to read a verse to you from the Word of the Lord. And this is coming from what is this, the 31st message. And, you know, as we share with you guys, the Lord has been sending the Elijah thus far from 1927 to 1994, 120 times, okay, thus far, because it's not over with, okay? He's going to send them again. It's not over with, okay? And on October the 4th, 1937, the Lord decided to send the Elijah again for the 31st time. And when he sent him, hallelujah, and with a message for his people, okay? Amen. And I want to read to you one of these verses out of this message, what he said. This is what Jesus authorized this angel to tell us, say, ye that name my name, give thanks unto your master. And this is the words of Jesus Christ that this angel messenger is telling him. In so doing, I will bless you that you will be a blessing and bless others. Thank you, Jesus. He said, let my spirit rule your lives. Be ye long-suffering. Be not as sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. Now, if you go back into the Bible, he's talking about what? The agape, the God kind of love, okay? And he said, don't be like a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. That's what it says in the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, he goes on to say, be filled with charity. That's that agape. That's that God kind of love, okay? Be filled with that. Once again, the first one naming the fruits of the Spirit. And he's telling us to be filled with it. Because that's the greater love, people. Now, we got what you call regular natural human love, okay, which has a place to a degree. But the greater love is the love, it's the agape, the charity, the God kind of love. Amen. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, be filled with charity and let peace rule your minds and your lives. The fire of joy shall burn within you. Yea, the Lord will walk and talk with those that keep his law in fullness. Seek not the praise of men. Be not heady nor high-minded. Seek to do good. Now listen to this. He says, seek to do good. A good tree cannot bear corrupt fruit, nor a corrupt tree bear good fruit. So Jesus has not changed his mind about the condition of man, whether he's good or bad. In other words, he said, if you're a good tree, you're going to bear good fruit. And he said, and if you seek to do good. And get this. Now, understand this, people. When God says seek to do good, he ain't just talking about what man calls good. The number one thing he's talking about is what his word calls good. Okay? And this is why I tell you this. Some things that man calls good is not necessarily called good by God. Okay? It's not necessarily called good by God, you know. You have somewhere where man, somebody do something to him, and they go get revenge, and you have men saying, yeah, he did good by doing that. Well, that's when God said vengeance is mine. He said, a good tree cannot bear corrupt fruit, nor a corrupt tree good fruit. And I read to you guys in part two, when they give you an example about trees, he said every tree that the Lord has not planted shall be rooted up. Understand this, people. God does not plant good and evil trees together. It is man that gives their invitation to that. This is why many of us as ministers in the churches is not checking who we let in the front door. And then when you go and you baptize and put them in the church, and all kinds of mayhem breaking out, and you're like, Lord, what is this? What's going on? Everyone that's coming, quote, to the church is not sent by God, people. The devil sends people as well. Do you know the devil will send people your way just to take your money? You said, what do you mean, robbing in front of me blind? Not in the open. No, not necessarily that all the time. He'll send folks that'll come and tell you big time lies. Oh, this happened to me, and my family ain't got nothing to eat. And they may be on drugs. And the devil sends it in you. Oh, well, and you don't check anything. You just give him money, and they coming back, and you're giving until you out. And the devil's in the corner laugh. Amen. The devil is over in the corner laugh. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go back to the Bible here. Let's go to John chapter 15. Okay, we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Love, peace, joy, meekness. And what the word of God wants you to know is that you, if you bear the fruits of the Spirit, then you will be a good tree. Okay? That's what Jesus considered to be a good tree. See, you even got sinners who love to, many of them love to talk about how good they are. I'm a good person, you know. I remember, like I said, a few years ago, and I was working at another place called Fleetwood Homes, and there was a guy there, and I was trying to lead him to Christ. And as we were talking, the first thing he told me, he said, I'm a good person. I don't drink. I don't smoke. See, we're not talking about you being good by your standards. See, we got to be good by the Lord's standards. And see, what the Lord calls a good tree is a tree that bears good fruit. Hallelujah. And he tells you in Galatians 5 what the fruits of the Spirit is. Hallelujah. That's what God is calling a good tree. When the smoke clears, the bride is going to be made of good trees. Not doing like many of the churches are today, just dumping folks in water and just joining them only in there. No. This word that Jesus sent through the Elijah is going to bring a cleansing among those who are professing Christ. It's going to bring a cleansing, people. Malachi told us in Malachi 3, but who shall buy the day of his coming? Or who coming? Talking about when the Lord sent his angel messenger. He's like fire, like full of soap. He's coming to give the word that's going to purge and cleanse people. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, it's just like some companies and some businesses and all that, if they got a lot of corruptness and stuff going on, they look to start purging out that company and getting rid of, quote, the bad apples and the corruptors and all that stuff, okay? That's what they look to give. Well, see, Jesus said in Matthew 13, and he shall send for his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that were offend and them which do iniquity. Jesus is going to cleanse house, people. And only the good trees is going to be remain. You get that? Only the trees that bear the fruit, the right fruit, the fruits of the Spirit, they're going to be the ones that left remain to be the bride. Right now, you got some everyone being put in and, quote, combined with the Christian community. You get that? Hallelujah. Now, in John chapter 15, and I'm going to read here, I believe it's going to be verses 1 and 2. Hallelujah. John chapter 15, verse 1 and 2, it said, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Let's look at number 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Okay? And do you see that? So we're looking at now dealing with the fruits. What will make a good tree or a tree good? Or what would it's the producing of the good fruit. Okay? In producing the good fruit. Hallelujah. And this is determined by, get this, who's nourishing it? Who's nourishing it? Jesus said, I am the true vine. You know, the vine nourishes the branch where the fruit grows out on, okay? The branch is the people as well. And see, we know Jesus is good, okay? If there ever a definition, if Webster would have really been thinking, and when he had the word good and said the definition of the word good, the number one answer he just said was Jesus. Because Jesus is good. So when you got nourishment that's coming from the true vine, which is Christ, hallelujah. And according to verse 4, that nourishment is successful only when we abide in him and he abide in us. Now, one of the things we got to understand about this bearing this fruit, that the main problem is going to be more about us abiding in him than him in us. You understand that? If anybody would renege on a promise, it'll be us, his people. I'm going to be honest with you. You're not going to get reneged on by Christ. Christ ain't going to be, oh, I'm tired of you. And, you know, just leave you. Now, if anybody is going to be doing the leaving, it will be normally man. Hallelujah. That's why he said, except we abide in him, we cannot bear fruit of ourselves. Except we abide in the vine, okay? He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth what? Much fruit. So the type of tree you will be in bringing forth good fruit is determined by you being nourished by the vine. Now, if you're being nourished by the devil, well, of course, you're going to bring forth evil or corrupt fruit, okay? And you have people who is hearkening to the voice of the enemy, okay? And they're bringing forth evil fruit. Hallelujah. They're bringing forth evil fruit, people. They're bringing forth that which is not of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jesus said that we cannot bear fruit of ourselves. See, when you abide in Christ, you would take notice of that. When you abide in him, you're saying, I see who I get my nourish from, and for me to bear this fruit, I can't do it without you. But when you start thinking that you can do all this and that on your own, then you're not going to abide in Christ or abide in the vine. Therefore, you won't be getting nourishment from the vine. And if that happens, then there's no way you can bring forth that good fruit that the Lord is talking about. Nor would you be able to completely represent that good tree. And see, you got some claiming to be of God has gotten to a point where now it is all about them. And so what is happening, since it's all about them, they're not accepting the nourishment of the vine. And therefore, they're bringing forth evil fruit in their lives and not the good fruit that Christ's talking about. They're not bearing the fruits of the Spirit. And these are some of your people that call themselves big-time Christians, okay? You know, just like, for example, you look at the Masonic Order, and people say the Masonic Order is a Christian organization. No, it's not, because if you had to go by the fruits, okay, the first thing it'll definitely fail at is glorifying Christ. showing love for Christ. Because when you pull all those layers of deception from in front of the Masonic order, you will really find out what they think about Jesus. See, some of you guys are fooled because you're looking at the surface. They tell you, oh, yes, we believe in everybody being equal. And they accept all those different religions. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, there is no way. We cannot bear fruit of ourselves, people. We can't do it without the vine. So, once again, what makes the good tree a good tree? It's who's nourishing it, which is Christ, okay? That was going to make the good tree a good tree. That's what's going to cause that good tree to bring forth good fruit, okay? We got to remember, people, we can't do it on our own. The moment you start thinking you can do it on your own, nah. you messing up. That's why you got many sinners, and now you got some Christians, you can throw them in the mix, okay? Who thinking it's all about them? And see, they're thinking now, they call themselves thinking beyond the Lord, beyond them, and they doing, and they, I'm a good person, because like I said, you can get many sinners, you talk, ask them, you think you're a good person? Sure I do. I think I'm a good person, yes. I don't go out, I don't drink, I don't smoke. Boy, they give you the rundown resume without typing it up. They'll tell you how to, but then, you know, I would look at these couple brothers that be on social media. They've been for years. One of them name's Kirk Cameron. I forgot the other brother's name, but they do a good test on you. They say, oh, you think you're a good person? Yeah. Well, if you be judged by the commandments alone, do you think you'd be guilty or innocent? Well, I think I'll be innocent. And so when he throw the test on them, they actually be, you know, they by their own mission, they're guilty. We can't do nothing without the vine, people. Jesus Christ, our Lord, our God, okay? The fruits of the Spirit don't make us become gods. It don't make us become gods. The fruits of the Spirit help us to display the nature of God and to show what God really is. But it doesn't make us become gods. You get that? And see, the fruits of the Spirit is supernatural. It's not natural. It's supernatural. Because that which is natural is very limited. And that which is natural can change. You get that? Let's look at Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. Let's look at that. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 1. And I'm going to read verse 2. Isaiah chapter 1. And I'm going to read verse number 2. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And look at Isaiah chapter 1. Verse 2. He said, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Okay? Do you see that? God said, now if we look at this in this, now we know that in a literal sense, he was talking about the literal Israel. But remember, much of the word of God has a twofold application. So it has a literal or natural side, and then it has a figurative or spiritual side. So you look at it spiritually, God is talking about his own people. He said, I have nourished them, okay? And they have rebelled against me, okay? See, understand is what we got to see here. The nourishment got to be continued until everything's fulfilled. You can't start off letting God nourish you, and then all of a sudden you cut it off and get a rebellion. See, because see, notice he said, I have nourished and brought up children, and they rebelled against me. Rebellion is not a fruit of the Spirit, people. Not a fruit of the Spirit. So that means when you look at it spiritually speaking, that some of his people at one point was being nourished by God, and then all of a sudden they got to a point where they started rebelling. They cut off the nourishment of the vine. That's why Jesus said in John 15, he said, he that, you know, is in him, bring forth fruit. And he said, I will purge them that they may bring forth more fruit. Okay. God wants us to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit to the fullest. Not just, you know, a little here, but to the fullest. But see, some of his own people is going to be at a point where they're going to cut off the nourishment and they're going to rebel against God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They're going to cut off nourishment and rebel against God. For example, look at verse 4 and 5. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. Listen to this, verse 4. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. They are gone away backward. Now look at one key thing in there. They have forsaken the Lord. And what Jesus said in John 15, except ye abide in me and I in you. Well, see, if you forsake the Lord, you cannot continue to bring forth good fruit. That's why he said here, he said, I have children, I've nourished them, I've brought up children, and they rebelled against me. They got to a point where they had forsaken God. Spiritually speaking, today, some of God's people have forsaken them, and therefore, by forsaking them, they have not continued to bring forth fruit. You understand that? We cannot forsake the Lord and continue to display the nature and character of God. You understand that? Because rebellion is not the nature of God, okay? And he said these people was a sinful nation, a nation laden with iniquity. You get that? Amen. We cannot forsake the Lord and bear these fruits of the Spirit spoken of in Galatians chapter 5. We can't do it. We can't do it, people. See, that's what I was telling you earlier. Some of us think we can, quote, do this thing alone. We can't do it. Hallelujah. We can't do it. We can't do it without him. We have to be in him. Like I said, you're going to have some people who are going to start making a movement in Christ, and they may bear forth some fruit, and then when the Lord starts purging the brain for more fruit, they're going to cut off the vine. They're going to forsake the vine. They're going to cut off the nourishment, people. Amen. They're going to cut it off. Hallelujah. Let me read the scripture from 1 Nephi chapter 15. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 15. Hallelujah. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 15. And the word of God said, and then at that day, will they not rejoice and give praise unto their everlasting God, their rock and their salvation? Yea, at that day. Will they not receive the strength and nourishment from the true vine? Yea, will they not come unto the true fold of God? The true vine is Christ. Hallelujah. And see, you have to receive strength and nourishment from the vine. See, even though Jesus is the vine, and he is what makes a good tree what it is, Also, to become that good tree, you have to receive the nourishment. Okay? So in other words, Jesus is not forcing anyone to receive the nourishment he provides to become the good tree. Everyone has a free will to choose whether to accept the nourishment that comes from the vine or reject it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, of course, if you choose to reject it and choose not to abide in him, then guess what? Hallelujah. Which we will look at that at another time. I want to read one more scripture to you. And this is coming from the first book of Nephi, the record of Nephi here. Hallelujah. First Nephi. Thank you, Jesus. First Nephi chapter 17, verse 3. First Nephi chapter 17, verse 3. Word of God said, and thus we see that the commandment of God must be fulfilled. If it so be that the children of men keep the commandments of God, he doth nourish them. Do you see that? And strengthen them, and provide means whereby they can accomplish the thing which he have commanded them. Wherefore he did provide means for us while we did sojourn in the wilderness. Now, notice he said, if you keep his commandments, he will nourish you. So also, the fruit bearing is connected to us keeping the commandments of God. If you're going to get nourishment from them and strength, nourishment to bear fruit, you cannot be disobedient to the Lord Jesus Christ and bear the fruits of his spirit. You cannot walk in open disobedience, open rebellion against God, and still talking about bearing fruit. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I am grateful for the word of God today. I am grateful for this opportunity God has given me to share with you guys. Glory be to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' almighty name for the word of truth. We thank you for the power of your spirit. And Lord God, we pray today that you will bless every ear that was listening. Bless your word of truth to go to them. Touch them right now and reveal more yourself unto them in the name of Jesus. So Father, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Once again, thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elijah Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.